for curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt, 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Producer Carl here. He's feeling very protective of his family. Protective of his family. Maybe overly protective.
Yeah, always. And you know, me and Nichelle, my wife, we were having some pillow talk the other night. And she asked me, you know, baby, you know, what's one of your fears? You know, and I couldn't think of anything, right? So I came up. It hit me. I think one of my fears is not being able to provide for my family. Because I'm always working. I gotta go.
I think that's a dude thing. I don't think that's a Carl thing. I think that's a dude thing right there,
And the thing is, it kind of affects the judgment sometimes. My family, they're on the road right now. They're out of town. So I'm at home by myself right now. And the whole plan was for us all to go. But just maybe about 2 weeks ago, we went over the bills and everything just started coming together. And I just made a cold turkey decision. I'm not going.
Because just to save some cash?
Exactly.
So it helps you on two levels then, because you're not on vacation spending more money and then you're here earning money? Is that it?
Because I'm the one who spends the money. Nichelle, she's real good with saving.
Really?
I go through it.
Let's go out to dinner again tonight.
Oh, yeah. I'll ball out of control. And the thing is, like, I'll spend the money. And another thing is, I'm in sales, so while I'm away, then I don't get that opportunity. So I can't make that opportunity up. So it's just got me all stressed out, like, man, I don't want to go. It's going to be easier for us to stack our cash if I don't go, first of all, because I spend all the dough, and if I stay here to kind of make, you know, to make the money. So,
and I know how competitive, like, you are. Like, you're thinking while you're away that there's some other salesperson getting commission that you should be getting.
Definitely.
You know, there's some young buck looking at you right now just waiting for you to leave so he can sit in your seat with his feet on your desk.
And he probably was plotting. He looks, because on my calendar at work, I write down the days that I'm off. So I'll write off July 2nd through the 2nd or through the 4th or whatever it is. And I know this guy's walking by looking at the calendars, okay? Because, I mean, that's what they do in sales. It's real competitive in sales. So I decided to cold turkey. Nah, baby, I'm not going. And I think, you know, it's kind of falls my judgment a little bit, because I know I should be there with my family because they're on the road by themselves and all that stuff. But I just couldn't do it financially.
See, you know? I'll tell you what's going to happen here. Because this happened to me a couple of months ago, because I'll take a solo trip by myself every year just to get away from everybody and everything. No friends, no family, and I'll just skip town for a week, right? Mm-hmm. So this last one I did when I was in Costa Rica, the family at the same time went up to Pennsylvania because the kids, they want to be around snow. You know, kids want what they can't have, right?
And you went to Costa Rica? Yeah. They were in Pennsylvania, and you chose Costa Rica.
I know. It's hard to believe, right? Well, looking back at it, I actually made the wrong decision, because every time I would call them from Costa Rica, they're telling me about all this great time they were having together. The kids were on sleds, and they just loved the snow. And all I could think while I was down in Costa Rica was that I was missing all of these memories. Even though I hate the snow, I hate the cold, what I should have done is just sucked it up and gone there and forgotten about my own vacation, because now they have those memories that are just for them. Just they have it, and I missed out on that.
And these are those important years where those memories are like developed and everything. So I feel where you're coming from.
I'm just now observing. I'm thinking about how men and women really aren't that different. It's just like with women, I think the pressure of working and being a mother is external as well as internal, where other people are judging them for working and being away from their children. And I think men have this pressure to always be working and always making the money and stuff. But it seems like there is this mental struggle with both men and women on balancing work and home.
Yeah, always.
And really, like, a couple of years ago, we were going to go out of town. My whole thought process was, nah, baby, let's stay. Let's save some money right now. Shell was like, no, this is family. We only get to enjoy family one time. Let's do it. Forget about the money. And I said, okay. And I went. But when we got back, it was such a financial strain. I was just strapped, you know. And Shell was like, don't worry about it. It'll be okay. But in my mind, I'm like, yeah, cool. It's going to be okay. But I'm hustling in my mind. I don't even sleep.
That's the way women process things, though. When they look at the credit card bill every month, they're like, okay, well, if we pay $200 every month, you know, every, you know, for the next 6 months, and it'll be all paid off. Where guys look at it, and it drives me nuts to know that it's there. Like, even if I have a plan to pay so much money every month, and I know how much it's going to take to pay it off and everything, the fact that it's there, I want to pay it off next time.
Right. It's not all women. Because when you said that, it's like I'm the one that is more financially conservative than my girlfriend, Katie Jo. I know that shocks everybody.
Financially, did you hear that? Hear how she spun that? I'm financially conservative.
Financially conservative. Yes, that means cheap. Yes.
If you listen, if this studio is silent, you can hear the Abe Lincolns on the pennies in Melissa's pockets screaming for air because she doesn't take them out.
That is true. But yeah, Katie's always the one that says, oh, you know, it's going to be fine. It'll work out. Everything works out. And I'm the one that's like, oh my God, it doesn't work out unless I do it. Right. So I can see where you're all stressed out about it.
Sure. Now, Carl, on a side note here, totally separate subject. Jeff and I need to come clean with you on something.
Right, what's that?
How long have we been working with each other now?
Oh, no.
Is it three years?
It's going on three now.
3 years now. Yeah. We've all been working with each other. We've gone out. We've gone to basketball games together. You and Jeff have gone, hung out, BET Awards together.
Yeah.
3 years now, right?
Hung out real tough. Almost like best partners type tough.
Do you have any idea where this is going?
No idea. I just know we hung out real tough, though. Like a real, real tight type tough.
He doesn't know where it's going, but he knows how to make us feel worse.
We already feel bad, right? Because you were on with us, I think it was yesterday, and you were talking about your family reunion, right?
Uh-huh.
And the name of your last name is what?
It's Hemphill.
Hemphill.
Hemp on the hill.
For 3 years now.
Don't say it.
Jeff and I have been mispronouncing, and we thought your last name was something else. We thought it was Hemp Hill.
Ham?
Hemp. Like H-E-M-P, hemp. Like Hemp Hill.
Right.
So you started saying your last name during the show yesterday, and Jeff
said,
and I looked at each other like, why is he mispronouncing his name?
Like, I was like, wait a minute. And then I was trying, okay, maybe he's talking about wife's family name or something. But then Wendy pointed out, in a moment of brilliance, Wendy pointed out that your last name has the P and the H.
The PH sound.
Which Bert and I separated as Hemp Hill. But when
you got it right,
your family
I got it right,
says,
Carl.
Some girl.
No, Carl, me
it's
Carl.
Hemp
that's
what I'm talking Phil. About.
It's Hemphill.
Right. Hemphill. Hemphill.
Hemphill.
Now, don't get me wrong. Hemphill, I sometimes say that just for the lack of confusion.
So people spell it right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Hemphill, you know, so.
Because that's a place that I would go to vacation.
Hemp on the hill.
Hemphill.
That's funny. You know, listen, it's funny. Every time I tell people my name, my last name, they'll say, what? Hemp? Then I'll say, no, it's Hemp on the Hill. Oh, okay. So I know who I'm talking to.
If I have to make that decision again, if the family is going to the snow and I have a chance to go to Hemp Hill by myself, I'm probably going to Hemp Hill.
Honey, I'm taking my vacation with you.
Your first name is Carl, though, right?
Yeah, see.
All right, good.
See money.
The Bert Show. Did you guys see this story on 11 Alive this weekend about this dog that ran away from the kennel while the family was on vacation?
Oh, no.
You guys hear about this? Now, this happened about a month ago.
Wake up, Wraith. Boy, wake up. He's going to be fine.
He's going to be fine. Wraith, this 5-year-old yellow Labrador named Wraith, slowly wakes up from surgery that repaired the hip that he injured somehow while he was lost.
Wake up, your daddy's here.
Since June 1st, for 38 days, Mike Weaver and his family searched day and night for Wraith.
We had just about lost hope at this point.
It was on June 1st when Wraith bolted from the kennel where he was staying while the Weavers were on vacation. The kennel man's best friend joined the Weavers searching for Wraith constantly, footing the entire bill, the huge bill. The kennel spent close to $10,000 for a billboard truck and radio spots and 1,000 flyers and a reward and search teams.
You waking up, buddy?
38 days later, working a tip from someone who had seen the flyers and Wraith's photo, Donna Weaver walked into these woods between Satellite Boulevard and I-85, about 4 miles from the kennel.
Sort of calling out his name, and he responded. So he had a severely hurt hip, so he was hobbling a bit, but he was, like any lost kid would be overjoyed. I found Mom.
There you go.
So he was ecstatic, wagging his tail like crazy.
The vet, Janet Siebert, thinks Wraith had been hit by a car soon after he got lost and might not have survived another couple of days. No one knows how Wraith survived all that time alone in these woods, barely able to walk, except maybe he knew he had to. Maybe he knew how much he was loved.
All right, it's getting a little cheesy at the end there. But
that's cute.
But the story itself is really, I mean, it's man's amazing, best friend. Gary. A lot of people are gonna totally hack on man's best friend because they let the dog get out of the kennel.
Mm-hmm.
But they also put the $10,000 up to try to find that dog. But
well, they had to. Yeah, I mean, because that is this worst nightmare for dog
nightmare,
owner.
Right?
Yes. If you take it to somewhere to be boarded, you already feel guilty about them boarding it,
mm-hmm.
or you boarding your dog.
Yes.
And then them letting it loose, mm-hmm. I just cannot imagine. Because when my dog Toby was alive and I boarded him, I boarded him at PetSmart because their facility was totally indoors, like completely, the dogs never went outside. And I knew that Toby was a runner. And so the fact that they kept him completely inside, made me feel safe mm-hmm. and comfortable because there's no way he could get out and there's no way their dogs can get loose. You know what I mean? So that's the only reason I picked them, and that's the only place I'd take him.
I have had the responsibility of watching a pet before that died while the family was on vacation.
Oh, it was no. Was it an older pet?
I'm not really sure. It was a cat.
Okay.
Oh,
I swear it
something.
Was an accident. I swear it
Dude,
was an accident. But it was
you're a cat
hater. It was a house where they kept all the animals on the outside anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't responsible for keeping the cats or the dogs or anything inside. And mm-hmm. this cat, I was driving down the road one day, and right in front of their house was a dead cat. And I was like, no, 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 no. And pulled in, and sure enough, it was their cat in the middle of the road.
God.
A friend of mine was dog sitting for a friend of hers, and the dog bolted and ran out in the road and was hit by a car and was killed while she was supposed to be watching it.
No.
And she was the one who had to, deliver that news.
That's the worst, dude. It's such a responsibility, man.
Yeah, Katie and I have my girlfriend and I have two dogs, and we only let certain people watch them that even if something
sure.
happened, that it would be okay.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't trust just anybody with
sure.
them.
The Bird Show. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
The Bird Show.
All right, let's remember Carla here now from a couple of weeks ago, right before we left for vacation. Carla called us up all excited. Because it looked like she was going to be engaged by the time we talked to her again today, right?
I'm 20 years old.
20?
You're 20, and Dad's friend is how old?
He's 35.
So you meet him a month ago. How many conversations have you guys had on the phone since then?
Well, we haven't talked on the phone yet.
Not one.
We've been kind of seeing each other over Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who brought up marriage first?
Yeah.
He did. He actually, I guess his divorce was being finalized before Memorial Day weekend, and we've been talking about marriage ever since.
All right, Jeff, can you fill in the blanks here? It seems like it was 3 months ago.
The ones I remember are Memorial Day weekend. She felt the connection, even though they never spoke on the phone, and then Dad was having another party for 4th of July weekend. So what's that, a month, 6 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the 6 weeks they chatted back and forth via Facebook. And for some reason, she thought he was going to propose because he casually mentioned things about weddings and marriages and whatever during those Facebook exchanges over the course of the 6 weeks, and she was pretty sure she was going to say yes.
And did we establish why they've never talked on the phone?
Mm-mm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
We did?
Yeah.
Which was for what reason?
Wasn't it because he didn't want Dad to be suspicious on his cell phone or something like that?
Hey, Carla, can you refresh our memory? How come you guys haven't talked on the phone?
Because he didn't want to call from the office because my father or he's busy.
Or he's busy.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
And that didn't send up any red flags to you at all, like after work that he would never call you because he was always busy?
Well, sure. I questioned the whole thing, and now I feel like kind of a jerk about the whole thing.
All right. Why don't you take it from you taking off? This was all supposed to happen in Charleston?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where my parents live, and that's where my dad works with and has his business, and that's where the guy works for my dad.
How are you even supposed to meet up with him if you guys weren't talking on the phone? Were you Facebook messaging? Did he know you were coming into town? Did you say, okay, it's 6 o'clock, I'll see you at the airport, we'll meet you downtown Charleston? What was the arrangement?
Well, my family has a big, to-do and every year, and he goes, and he was really looking forward to it, and was really excited, and this, the other, that, and the other thing, between asking me about marriage and everything that I wanted in life and what I thought about, marriage and everything. So
he was planning to be at your parents' big 4th of July party.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's how you were going to see him.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
We'll clear that one up.
Gotcha. Okay.
I love the drifting off answers. You know, just asking me about everything and just we talked.
Just that and the other.
We talked about everything and I'm not interested.
So it wasn't a one-on-one, I'll meet you at the hotel or anything. You were just supposed to meet up at their party.
Yeah. He was planning, because I just went home for the weekend.
Right.
And yeah, he wanted to meet up before that even, but he wasn't specific, so I wasn't sure what. I didn't end up seeing him at all.
You didn't? Didn't show up to the party?
I did something. Well, now I see that it was kind of dumb. I posted the link to the last radio show onto my Facebook.
Oh, it's real smart.
The link to the Burt Show.
And my dad got really upset. He found out about it. And so did, the guy. Obviously, he saw that because he's been on Facebook a lot, too, communicating with me, every day. And so it was just kind of all sort of embarrassing.
So no engagement?
Do you know if Dude is the one?
No.
Does your dad spend a lot of time on your Facebook page, or did Dude tip Dad off that you had posted it?
No, I think I'm not sure how he found out about it. It might have been just in passing, maybe from my cousins or something saying something, and then.
This is the most vague story I've ever heard in my life. You have no.
I mean, I'm not sure. I don't know how he found out about it. Probably just one of my cousins, or maybe it was someone else from work. I don't know if that.
This woman just lost the love of her life.
When my dad found out, I'm not sure, but he was upset.
How about a little compassion, Bert?
Are you making this up? I mean, come on. I mean, you're so vague about the whole thing. Afterwards, he hasn't called you to say, hey, I'm sorry. There's been no Facebook messages, nothing?
Well, no, he apologized for leading me on, and I haven't heard from him since. And my dad just thought, I don't know, if I was just, missing my friends from out of town and, on Facebook more than normal and just...
Huh?
Wow. I mean, I don't know.
I'm confused.
I feel like kind of a jerk about it, too, and I didn't realize kind of, how carried and caught up I got into it, with being online and talking to this guy every day and writing back and forth.
Where am I?
Hmm. Jen?
Did you ever consider that this guy might still be married?
I mean, yeah, of course. Everything sort of was in the back of my head. Thinking about it a little bit.
That's not the case. This guy, you met him and he thought it was cute, and he's, you know, however old he was, and you're 20 or however old you are, and he thought it was cool that a, you know, a 20-year-old person was interested in him. So he was a little flirty on Facebook, and he would ask you, you guys would have conversations that are not completely unusual, like him saying, yeah, my next wedding, like if you're talking about his divorce or whatever, he could be totally single. He was just never interested in you. Yeah. Zero. It was never an interest. It was never in anything. So when you post this link to the radio segment online and he listens to it, he's like, wait, what? That's all it was.
So you think you think they're having casual conversations and she interprets
She's falling in love and he's probably just like, there's a reason he never called you. The reason that he never called was you know, the corporate phone and the I'm too busy. That's just an excuse. He doesn't want to talk to a 20-year-old girl on the phone. He thinks it's fun that when he logs onto his Facebook that some hottie is sending him messages. That's it.
If you're looking back at this thing like it was that movie The Sixth Sense, now you know the ending of the whole thing. is there anything really in those conversations that really sounded like he was definitely going to propose to you?
Well, I went back and read them, you know, a little bit, like, with a friend, and he was definitely, I mean, even, I don't know, maybe my friend was as naive as I was, but, like, I mean, he was definitely
flirty,
leading me on in a way that
that made you think that you'd be married.
Jen's obviously allergic to lame.
Here's Melanie. Good morning. Melanie, you're on The Burt Show, hi.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. I am so sorry you're even having to listen to this bull crap. Oh, my God. No, I'm sorry. I really do feel for you because Facebook is like the, oh my God, Facebook gets people in so much trouble. Facebook links to millions of people, and she seriously posted the link on her Facebook. I'm surprised she still has friends on there. They're probably like, holy crap, is she really this naive? I mean, seriously, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a little far-fetched. Okay.
It's not far-fetched. She's just,
I mean,
she's
how do
nuts.
You misinterpret that?
Well, she's inaccurately. Just a little naive.
She's special.
She's naive and hopeful and.
All right, Carla, we'll let you go. We're sorry. You must be very disappointed.
Yeah.
Sorry, Carla.
There's more fish in
Maybe
the sea.
Maybe try a boy who's 20.
Or a boy in person.
Yeah, or somebody that calls you on the phone. Yeah.
I know. And I'm not on Facebook as much at all anymore. And I'm just realizing.
You should try Twitter.
No.
It's much more romantic.
Yeah, find love on Twitter.
It's much more authentic.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
It's The Burt Show.
All right, Eileen, before we left for vacation, this is what she had to tell us.
My husband Adam and I have not had a vacation in almost 10 years. We've got three kids. We just haven't had time to ourselves, you know? Mm-hmm. So my sister has a beach house in Charleston, South Carolina, and she said that we could go down there for the week. And she called me a couple weeks ago and says that she had forgotten that there is another couple that's supposed to be there with us. And then we found out a couple days ago that they're bringing their kids, too.
All right, so you can understand the dilemma here also. Yes. Is that she wanted some romantic time with the hubby, and she's not paying, so she really doesn't have a whole hell of a lot of say in the matter. Now, you thought that the family that was renting out was told?
Yeah, you're not going to rent a house Like, I think for some reason everybody in the room thought, ooh, this family's going to show up and the family's not going to know that there's another family in there. This woman has a rental property. She told the paying customer that there's going to be somebody, that somebody else is going to be in the space. And she told her family the same thing, thinking that her family would go, well, all right, you know what? I mean, this is how you make money and it's holiday weekend. So I guess that's right. But, you know, sister had other...
Sister was mad that somebody else was going to be in there, yeah.
If I'm that family that's renting, I'm desperate at that point. If I am renting there with somebody else, there must have been no other way to make other arrangements.
I would be so mad if I was that other family coming down there with my kids and I don't know this strange couple.
Still,
if they were told. I don't think they were told.
Well, we'll find out here. Here's Eileen. Hey, Eileen.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right.
How did that go?
I had one of the roughest weeks I've ever had in my life.
What happened?
Well, just to start, we got there, and the family was aware that we were going to be there, and they were fine with it, too. But what my sister didn't tell me was that she had promised me the house first and then promised them that they could stay. Now, there's two levels to this house. There is the main level, which is kind of the bigger part of the house, and then there's a downstairs basement apartment. Mm-hmm. Now, when we get there, the other family already has the entire main level covered. They brought not only the couple, but four kids with them. Mm-hmm. They had four kids.
You're just trying to get away from kids.
That's a lot of kids. For not wanting to be around kids for a week, we were like, we were really frustrated. But we decided after talking last time on the show that we were going to make the best of it. You know, we were here, we're going to do what we can do and just have a good time. So we stayed downstairs in the downstairs apartment. Everything was fun until we wanted to go to the pool, and there were kids all in the pool, and we wanted to go to the jacuzzi, and they had splashed all the water out, and then they were loud upstairs, and it just wasn't relaxing.
Right.
It was awful. It was awful. So we went upstairs, and my husband finally got so frustrated that he talked to the couple.
Mm-hmm. And
The tenant, right.
Yeah.
And it did not go well at all.
I bet.
It basically consisted of learn how to control your kids.
Oh,
these kids
God,
were crazy.
No.
They were throwing stuff everywhere and
doesn't
being
matter.
Loud.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, let me just establish, do I have that correct, that they were paying tenants for this house and you were the sibling that was getting it for free?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
But... So, it's also a matter of whose word happened first.
No, it doesn't.
They're paying money.
Yeah, they don't care about that.
No.
Their kids should be as wild as they want.
They paid for that.
They're in a private residence that they paid for, and unfortunately, you know.
You got to deal with it.
And you were trying to take a perk that's at your sister's place, and you were going to get there for free. And so, I mean...
Oh, I can imagine when your husband went up there, he was just met with this wall.
Oof. Oh, he was madder than a hornet. He was so upset. You know, I mean, it wouldn't have been a big deal, except for these kids were just so rowdy. They were rowdy.
They were on vacation.
You know?
So what? I mean, they're loud. You guys didn't really have a right to say anything.
Mm-mm.
Did they say anything to you about being downstairs?
Now, they didn't say anything, but about 20 minutes later, I get a phone call from my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pissed. So upset. So upset that she asked us to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand.
Well, yeah, but, and do you think that was unreasonable?
I do. Only because she had given us her word that we were going to be there. Her word that we could stay.
But you were staying.
No, but we were being quiet. We decided to stay downstairs. We were going to make the best of the weekend. We hadn't had a vacation in 10 years.
The people that rented the home don't know. They don't care about that.
And you say you made the decision to stay downstairs. I'm guessing that your sister or your sister's husband or whoever, you know, rents that, manages that rental thing, probably told the two adults and the four children that they would have, because when you rent something like that, you rent a specific part. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like if it's $1,000 a week for the upstairs, it's probably only $600 for the downstairs or whatever. You know, it's proportionate, whatever. Right. So they knew what part of the house they were in, so they didn't get there and claim the upstairs first. If you had gotten there first and moved into the upstairs, like they would have called your sister and said, wait a minute, we rented the $1,000 or whatever it costs section, and there's somebody in there.
1-877, hold on one second.
They knew that we were going to be there. They knew.
Yes. You know,
okay.
But they were paying 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T.
It's like
1-877-588-2378.
It's like going to a hotel and going, oh my God, you're not going to believe this. There was someone next to me. I went to the hotel. I paid for one room, and I was in my room. And I paid $100 a night for this room.
Actually, it's not. That's a bad analogy. Because if you're in a hotel, then you could complain about the neighbors and be moved somewhere else. Like, because you're also paying. She is less allowed to complain about it because she wasn't paying. You get what you pay for, right?
Here is Monica. Hey, Monica, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. I property manage our rental property, and her sister is the cause of this whole thing. Her sister should have manned up and told her well enough in advance, listen, we are renting the upstairs. You need to make other arrangements now, or we need to work it out in a way. She put her sister and this couple and their family in a very awkward position, and it's the property owner's fault.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing that she did tell you. What's her caller's name?
Eileen.
I'm guessing that Eileen did know about that. Like, and no offense, Eileen, but I think at some point in the conversation, your sister probably said to you, yeah, you can use the house. You can totally use the house. The whole bottom level is yours, or the, you know, studio apartment or whatever it's called is yours. And I'm guessing that went right over your head.
Here comes Desden, though. She's taking the other side on this. Uh-oh. Hey, Desden, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi there. My name's Desmond. I was just calling. I think I agree with Eileen because I do put family before money any day. And if her sister promised that they were going to be allowed to, then, I mean, you know, I figured...
She was allowed to. She had a free beach house.
But she was... But, I mean, was she aware that the other family was going to be there?
Yeah. Apparently,
yes. From what I understand, she wasn't.
Yes, she did.
She was. Aware.
And she didn't know that they would have kids there.
Okay, well, I'm misunderstanding then.
That changes things.
I mean, you know, I think it's placed too much importance over money.
If it comes to making a mortgage payment, you're going to take the mortgage payment over that.
You'd put family first. She's taking advantage of her sister getting a free beach house.
So where does it stand with your sister now? Are you guys even on talking terms?
We have not spoken since that day. She's called a couple times, but I refuse to talk.
Oh, come on. So she's reaching out to you, and you're the one that's refusing to talk?
I just have to cool down. It made me so angry. And, you know, for the record, I didn't know. She had given me her word that we could stay. And then she called me days later. She never told me that she was going to hire another or let another family stay upstairs. She never told me that on the initial. She said that we would have the whole house to ourselves for a week and just be able to enjoy it.
Are you sure she said that, or did she say you will have the whole... Unit
she said
two.
That in the beginning when she didn't have a rent.
I think we need to get the sister on tomorrow morning.
Yes, come on.
Because she won't talk to you directly, I think we got to have her on tomorrow morning. Would you come back on with us if we got your sister on?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. It's going to be a total she said, though.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the responsibility is on both of them, but... You were taking advantage of your sister by having a free beach house on 4th of July week. The busiest week
That's where you make your money as a
summer.
Renter. Yes.
If she had asked her sister, tell me when you don't have the beach house rented. Tell me the best time to come when it's the lowest volume at the beach. And she would have given her a different date and then it would have been fine. Mm-hmm. But she's mad because she didn't get a free week on 4th of July from her sister.
All right, with any luck at all tomorrow.
Oh, hell no. Melissa's about to give you all hell no.
She's going south now.
Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
Burt Show.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
This is The Bert Show.
We all, Jen was on vacation last week, Jeff was on vacation last week, and I was on vacation. I was in Charleston, South Carolina. Jeff is at his lake house with his family, but Jen went to France, man.
So cool.
And Switzerland.
And Switzerland.
Yeah, so it was in the south of France and then in Geneva, Switzerland.
Tell us.
I know.
Tell us.
That was awesome. Yes. It was amazing. I mean, you know, do you want to hear about like the beautiful romantic parts or the challenging, we don't speak
challenging.
French parts?
Challenging. Go further,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me think. Which one is the one to begin with?
This was your first big trip with your fiance.
Yes, it was the first time we have traveled together extensively. It was about 9 days, 10 days.
Did you learn anything new about him? Because this is traveling. I have always said this. When you travel with somebody, you see things that you normally wouldn't see. It is very, very difficult that first time you travel with somebody.
Yeah, I think we both learned about each other because it puts you in a pressure cooker situation sometimes, especially when you don't speak the language and things come up. So... one day we were traveling from, we had stayed in Cannes where the Cannes Film Festival is and all that stuff. So I got to see like where the celebrities walk the red carpet and they all put their hands in cement and sign it. So like every celebrity ever has got their little brick in the sidewalk there right along the water. Beautiful. But we were going from Cannes to Monte Carlo, which is like, you know, one of the richest places in the world. I mean, the most amazing yachts you have ever seen. I mean, the biggest boats. With the most extravagant, with like fresh flower arrangements on the back deck with like, you know, crew members serving these people their coffee and breakfast and stuff. I mean, it's just extravagant.
These
right?
are boats with boats on the back. Boats I've seen
with,
these things.
Yeah,
with helicopters
boats with
and
boats.
Yeah. Yeah.
In that, you know, two speedboats in them and two or three wave runners on the back.
Wow.
Like, I mean, like. I couldn't, it's unspeakable, like how humongous these boats are.
They've got
are.
Like helo pads on the top of them, and they seriously have like garages for their boats on the back of their boats.
Yeah, exactly. And they're all waving their flags, whether they're Italian flags or French flags or, you know, even like Canadian flags. You know, it didn't matter like what country they were from. They all come, all the richest people in the world come to Monte Carlo on vacation and park their boats there. So we wanted to go see all the boats and all the cars because every other car is a Lamborghini, a Ferrari, a Porsche. Porsche something crazy, a Mercedes something crazy.
Rent yourself a cool little Fiat while you're over there? About the size of the palm of your hand?
We were in a smart car. No, I'm just kidding. We had like a, you know, rental car convertible thing, which was really nice. It was great to have a convertible there, drive along the coast or whatever. So we get the navigation system, GPS, right? And it's going to help us navigate all over the place. It's just going to be just fine. So when we first get there, we get it, gets us to our hotel or whatever. And my fiance was like, just programmed it real quick, put it up there, whatever. And I noticed when we're on the way the first day to the hotel, it's speaking in French. I said, well, I think there's an English option. Do you want me to change it to English? She's like, no, I got this.
Okay.
I got this. It's fine. It doesn't need to be in English.
I'm in a van.
Because you guys took 2 weeks of Rosetta Stone, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks of Rosetta Stone and 3 years for me in high school. And he speaks Spanish.
We got this, man.
Got this. It's totally fine. It's no big deal. I'm just going to follow it on the map, right? Like a little car on the map. And it'll get us there. Which it did to the hotel. And then the next day we drove along the coast like... to the west and got us there and back just fine, still speaking French. Well,
and I'm guessing that the airport to the hotel or whatever, I'm guessing just knowing your fiance, he probably Google satellited that 3 days before you left and an alternative route in case there was construction and in case the bridge was out. Like he planned that the way a first time dad plans the route to the hospital.
Yeah, he did.
My guess.
Yeah, he's definitely a planner. So So it was fine the first couple of days, but I still thought it was weird. I was like, okay, this thing could speak English. But I was like, you know what? Don't be controlling. In my mind, I'm like, Jen, just chill out and stop being a control freak. In my mind, I'm like, my narrative's going, just chill out. You know, it's okay
it's
for
vacation
somebody.
It's
vacation. And it's okay for somebody else to be in charge. Chill. You know? So then on our way to Monte Carlo, there's three different roads you can take. One of which is just the major highway. Which would be like going on, you know, any major highway, 75, 85, whatever, where it's not a lot of great scenery. Then there's like a middle road where you can really see over the ocean and you can kind of, you know, get some good scenery. And then there's a lower road that's right on the sea. So mm-hmm. we wanted to take the middle road to get the really great views, but the GPS had gotten us on the major highway. So we got off from Cannes to Nice. So we get off in Nice, which is a humongous city. I mean, it's like... I don't know. I think it's maybe the fourth or fifth largest city in France. And so it's a big, big city, town. And so we get off in the middle of Nice, and we're not really sure where we are, but we're trying to find this middle road from the big road, right?
And she's saying rerouting route in French, and you have no idea over and over and over
recalculating,
again.
Recalculating over and over again. And about like after like the fifth time that we had gone around the exact same block.
Look, kids, Big Ben.
I was like over and over and over again. I was like, okay, I was trying to be really, really pleasant. I'm like, you know, well, at least we've been able to see Nice. We really wouldn't have spent a whole lot of time here if we didn't do this. Like, I'm trying to be as happy as possible because I can see the steam like pouring out of his ears, like getting really, really frustrated, like cussing at the thing. And so finally I said, you know what? We're going to follow the street signs and not pay attention to this GPS anymore. So we turn off the GPS, we follow the street signs, we find where we're going.
Weird.
And it's all good. And it's all fine. So
that's like navigating by the stars. That sounds so foreign.
Yeah, street signs.
We're actually
going to
read
them. Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. Yeah, read along the side of the road and it got us where we needed to go. But anyway, so that was quite interesting. So the next morning we got into the car and I just, without saying a word, reached over, turned on the GPS and changed it to our English speaking voice, who was British and got us exactly where we needed
now,
to go.
Was it ever acknowledged between the two of you, or did he just let it sit?
It was just kind of like a silent exchange at first. And he was like, about, you know, maybe 10, 15 minutes down the road the next day, he's like, you know what? I think the English is going to be really helpful.
It's good that you know how to do that.
I think so.
I did something once to my BlackBerry. Or actually, I think I did it to...
You did it to somebody else.
Yeah. And I said it to a foreign language, thinking it'd be funny. But then you have to know that language in order to get back to change that language. So I'm walking through Lenox Square going, hi, do you speak Farsi? No? Okay, next. Hi. That's a weird question. Do you speak Farsi?
Are you going to put pictures up on your Facebook page or anything like that?
Yeah, we're going to work on pictures today, but just getting back in late Saturday night and sort of regrouping with the jet lag and everything. But yeah, we'll definitely post pictures up. And I have a couple more stories of being lost in translation, because romantic dinner, I didn't realize, means really, really expensive.
Oh.
So I'll have to tell you guys about that story, too.
Right.
A little lost in translation story there.
This is The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.